Yield yourself to me in worship, and I will give myself to you. Many, many things will take place in every area, says the Spirit of the Lord, for I will establish things in you. Come and fellowship with me, for you will find in the presence a surety so that there will be no torment and fear. For I am your health, I am your provision, and I am he who waits for you at the gates of eternity. Is there anything too hard for me? Great strength will be found in the deep waters of worship. As the deep waters of your love call out to the deep waters of my love, an exchange will take place, and my love will be exchanged for your love, and my strength will be exchanged for your strength, and you will be changed. My greatest joy is in our fellowship, in the communing of your heart with mine, and mine with yours, and the sharing of our love one for another. My absolute joy is to visit you again and again, in seasons of my love and refreshings. It is my desire for your soul to be a well-watered garden, and for those who learn to abide in my love, this is possible. I am love, and there is no greater desire than to pour my love on you. My nature is love, and you can expect my love to draw you, refresh you, strengthen you, heal you, deliver you, sustain you, and comfort you time and time again. I do not withhold my love from you, for I do not withhold myself from you. As you continue to visit me with your love, I will continue to visit you with my love. I will conform you more and more into the image of the love that the eyes of your understanding see as I visit you in the love that I am. I desire all of you, just as you desire all of me, and worship opens your heart, allowing me to enter in with my love, my peace, my strength, and my healing. Enter into this place of worship and sweet communion with me, knowing that all are received. All are received. As you present yourself to me, I am able to come in my goodness and capture you with my love, so that who I am takes over more of you. This is surrender. What I need is the time you give to me, so that I may have more of you. In the process of giving yourself to me, I come, and I give myself to you. Each time you come to me, I take the offering of you and give you more of me. Each time you come to me is my opportunity to capture more of your heart with my love. You do not yet understand my love for you. You have tasted of my love, but I want you to taste and have the fullness of my love in you. Take this as a priceless treasure to be explored, that there is absolutely no limit to my love for you, none. When I say I intend to come and spread a banquet of my love for you, and when I say you may dine and dine and dine on the feast of my love for you, I do not lie. There are dimensions of my love I intend to reveal to you, and I intend to explore with you as you find out how truly limitless my love is. The joy of my presence is your inheritance in me, and many are walking into places in my love by my Spirit that are key. Without the understanding and possession of this place in me, much would be left undone. But with the treasures I have been unfolding before you, I am able to lead you into the joy of who I am. In this place of understanding my love comes the joy of living in who you are. I do not speak lightly when I say that I intend to come in a way that will drench you. I do intend to come in a way that will affect every part of you. Your place in me is permanently at the breast of my love. Your place in me is forever in my love. Your place in me is as deep and as close as you desire to be in me forever. I treasure your desires to draw near to me. I treasure your hungers to be held in my love. I treasure your hungers to hear me. I treasure your hungers to know me and to know my love for you. These are the riches my son died to give you. Every moment you drink of my love is as miraculous as the opening of eyes that don't see. For in the moments of my love, you move past the limitations of this world and see truth that is in me. Fellowship. Fellowship with me. It is the only thing. Mine is a kingdom of fellowship, and those who know me most walk in the greater authority. For in intimacy is the greatest seat of authority, and it is through our fellowship all things are done. I lavish my love on those who allow me to, and I open my heart to those who open their heart to me. For I draw near to those who draw near to me. To draw near to me allows me to come and make myself known to you. I am love, and I want you to know me and to know me intimately. Intimacy is a welcoming place, and in intimacy there is much healing, much restoring and nurturing. In intimacy with me, there is great safety. I draw very near to those who draw very near to me, for the heart of intimacy is everything to me. For I am love, and I am intimacy. Foster intimacy, for there is so much more of me to explore in intimacy. There are dimensions to be explored that are life-changing, for to know love is to be changed by love. I am love, and I am a rewarder of those who seek me diligently.